News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So, hey, listen, I gotta just go ahead and affirm something that Matt Clark just said. He said that we all need to be praying for the members of the Supreme Court, that we need to make sure that we're praying over their decision-making and all that. And Charlene just texted me, too, and she's right. We need to be praying for the safety of them and their families. Because right now, what you're already seeing is a willingness of the left to go after the person. They can't go after the issues. They have to go after the person. That's all they've got. That's their modus operandi. That's why cancel culture and doxing are so rampant in the rabid left. And so, yes, I agree. The nine members of the Supreme Court, regardless of which way they voted, need our prayers because they make decisions that impact us for generations. I mean, this one right now we're dealing with, the Roe was decided in what, 1972, I think? Copper, do you recall, is it 1972? Is that right?
That sounds right.
I think that's right, yeah. So we're looking at that level of time it has taken to get back to a point that we can see a decision made to reverse something that was done in 1972. All that to say...
Oh.
What you got?
No, it was January 73.
73. Okay, we're close. Nonetheless, pray for them. Pray for them hard. Pray for them for protection. Pray for them for wisdom. Pray for them for peace. Pray for them for quiet. And pray that this holds. So I've got a call coming in. We are, Copper, I tell you what, I don't want to miss her call, but if you would let her know that we are up against a break in about a minute, it might be best if she were either to call back right after the break, and I'd be glad to take her call then. Can you do that? We'll just do it that way, because that's a good call. All right, so listen, folks, I'm going to tell you right now, Alabama law, you have two that I wanted to point out to you, one of which was mine. I was proud to be the Senate sponsor of what was known as the Alabama law banning dismemberment abortion. There's a form of abortion, and I won't go into great detail, but the name alone should tell you everything, dismemberment abortion. It's an awful thing. It's an awful experience. National Review actually wrote a piece on it in 2019. Myself and my friend, Representative Mac Butler, he was the House sponsor, I was a Senate sponsor. This was one of the only pieces of abortion legislation I saw where Democrats came over to our side, because when they recognized the heinous means by which this abortion procedure takes place, often called a dilation and evacuation, and not, by the way, not for the safety of the mother, not for the ectopic pregnancies, not for the things that, you know, are otherwise considered sometimes to be that thing where you look at it and go, well, maybe. No, I believe in the sanctity of life, period. But in this particular case, we were dealing with the style of the abortion. Justice Clarence Thomas was the only one to comment in June of 2019 when my bill, went all the way up to the Supreme Court because it was enjoined once again by the lower courts. And it went all the way up to the Supreme Court. And Justice Clarence Thomas was the only one who commented when he agreed, when he did concur in the opinion that said that they couldn't take it up, they couldn't revive it from their level because of the way it was done by the lower courts, not by me. But he also said that he felt like it was something that could not be revised purely on procedural grounds, but he lambasted what he called the legal aberrations that constrained the court. So, there's that. The other one is Alabama's Human Life Protection Act, like I said a moment ago, passed by my friend Terry Collins, which I really do believe is very likely to be taken back up once we see a ruling come in from the U.S. Supreme Court that follows up on what we now see as the draft that was leaked out. All right, folks, listen, we're going to come right back with phone calls. You want to call in on this? That's fine. 866-494-9866. I appreciate hearing your opinions on this. It's dicey both ways. Tell me how you feel. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Time now, 3:36 p.m. I think we've got a caller who is about to be calling back in any minute now. And if she does, Copper, just put her on the line there, and I'll grab it when I can. Let me just quickly tell you before we wrap this section up. I've been in number one of the Triple Dipper now for over an hour and a half. But I'll be honest with you, this is one of the biggest judicial stories, legal stories of the decade. Perhaps many would say one of our lifetime. This is one of those that has the ramifications that are going to ripple through society. I mean, right now I'm looking at, so here I am looking at a story up on the big screen here in the studio about what the effect of this Roe v. Wade decision could do on the midterms. What are things going to happen when it comes to the elections coming up? Is this going to galvanize the Democrat base? Is it going to flood money into their campaigns? Is it going to be something that rallies the Republican, the conservative base? I hope so. It should. It absolutely should. If you've ever wondered, let me just stop and say this right now. If you've ever wondered whether or not any of Trump's policies, which are being reversed left and right by the Biden administration, has at least been able to survive and take effect, take note of the fact that it was Trump who established the conservative Supreme Court that just handed us, well, is about to hand us, what could be the greatest gift to life in the United States. Think about it. The federal bench is stronger overall because of Trump appointments. The U.S. Supreme Court, though, was changed. It was changed by the Trump administration. So for all his warts and blemishes that you don't like, some of you out there, some of these people who voted on personality and not policy, you're still reaping the benefits of the Trump administration. Does he have a bombastic personality? Yes, he does. How do you think he became a billionaire? Does he sometimes, you know, tweet mean things? Sure. I mean, whatever. Is he eccentric? I guess so. But the reality is he set policy that will last well beyond our lifetimes if this decision comes back the way we believe it will. And still to this day, we are seeing the effects upon the laws of this nation. So while Biden can reverse things by executive order that were done by executive order, or Congress under Pelosi and Schumer can take certain actions that might hinder us in terms of policy and regulation, they can't undo the court. Now, Are they talking about it? Oh yeah, the questions of packing the court have come back to the forefront. The questions of judicial activism have come back to the forefront. But right now, we have a conservative court, and we have a looming decision. And even though it's a leaked document, it appears that what we have is a conservative majority willing to go down the road of life, by God, life, and finally set right what was made wrong that has resulted in the deaths of millions. Because like many of you in this audience, I believe that life begins at the moment of conception. Life. And to err on the side of life is always right, in my opinion. Copper, just keep trying that caller back, and we're going to wind up running out of time for the opportunity to talk to her. But please do that. Hey, let me just tell you real quickly, just to remind you, I told you about the Alabama Dismemberment Abortion Act of mine, which I was proud to have a bill that I passed like that in place. I was also proud that Attorney General Steve Marshall saw that bill as something worth fighting for and went to the Supreme Court trying to revive it in the aftermath of an appellate court decision that struck it down. Didn't strike it down for anything other than procedural grounds. Its substance was considered sound, but the procedural aspects of the manner in which the courts had acted left them with a difficult situation. The Human Life Protection Act, though, which was House Bill 314 in 2019, it was a far different story. And that one has been enjoined. Judge Myron Thompson, sitting on the federal bench down in Montgomery, enjoined that like he enjoined so many other conservative causes. I mean, there's been no one judge that I know of who has done more to harm the conservative cause in the Alabama area than Judge Myron Thompson. But Judge Thompson enjoined the Human Life Protection Act. However, it remains viable, and the question remains now, if Roe is reversed, will we be able to see the Human Life Protection Act come out of its injunction and begin to be the law of the land in Alabama. At the very least, I believe, and I agree with Matt Clark, that the Attorney General will have a very strong argument for moving it out of that injunction and into active law. Our caller's back. Well, our caller right now is Judge Deborah Jones. Judge Deborah Jones presides in the circuit court bench in Calhoun County, and she has just called in. I know she's a very pro-life candidate, so I feel certain she's got some commentary on what's happening right now. Judge Jones, how are you today?
I certainly do. This is a wonderful day for conservative Christians and for Republicans all throughout the United States. The main issue that separates the Republican Party from the Democratic Party, if you look at our platforms, is pro-life and pro-choice. Of course, big government and big spending and higher taxes and all of those issues. But a lot of people, their plumb line is, where do you stand on life? And that's how they vote. And this is tremendous, and we're going to see it in the polls in May, on May 24th, and I'm excited for it. But I've been listening as you've been talking. You're exactly right. The federal judge will have the say, but when the United States Supreme Court returns it to the people and their representatives, then we have the say. So I do believe that that legislation will be upheld, and we will not have abortion in the state of Alabama, and life shall be the law of the land. And it's a great day, and I'm really excited about it.
Well, and I appreciate those comments. And you sit on the bench right now. You see things at circuit court level. You're running for a seat on the Alabama Supreme Court.
Yes.
And so let me ask you your thoughts on the fact, though, that this otherwise joyous potential decision that we don't have it in official capacity, but we got the potential of it. We recognize where they're headed, but it was leaked. The confidentiality of the court was breached. Give me your thoughts on that.
That is very serious. That is an ethics violation at its highest. And whoever did that, I know that they will get to the bottom of it. That person, if they are a lawyer, which means they're an officer of the court, their license need to be stripped, and they should be barred and banned from practicing law for the rest of their life. And then if it's a Supreme Court justice that knew, that directed it, or that leaked it herself, they should resign. So I call for their resignation. It's an outrageous, and we should do something about it. There should be severe consequences. This is not how the Supreme Court is designed to operate. And whoever did that and whoever presented it to Politico, they certainly had a motive, and their motive was to create public outcry and protesters from the liberal left so as to influence those that sit on the court. But I'm going to tell you what, the justices that sit on the court that are in favor of this opinion coming out, they're not going to be swayed by public opinion or the fear of man.
Either.
The law is the law. We have gotten it wrong for so many years. It's time to get it right. Back in 1974, when this opinion was written, they left a back door. The opinion said that if and when modern medicine can tell us more about when life is in existence in the womb, then we should revisit this opinion. Well, hello, it's time for the law to catch up with the science. We are way behind. We know that a baby has a heartbeat in the womb because we can hear it on the ultrasound. We see the baby sucking its thumb and doing all sorts of activities in the womb with 4D ultrasound. We operate on the unborn inside the womb. We give them anesthesia because we know they feel pain. It is barbaric that we still allow abortion in the United States of America.
Well, Judge, let me ask you this, Judge. Hey, Judge, let me ask you this, though. Before we run out of time, in your opinion, and as a potential future Supreme Court judge here or justice here in Alabama, now that the leaked document is out, which Chief Justice Roberts has confirmed is an actual draft, I mean, it's not like this is notional, somebody fabricated it for the story. This has been confirmed now as being an actual draft that was being circulated. That being said, do you believe that Chief Justice Roberts would go ahead and direct that the actual formal opinion be issued now, or should they still wait until the usual release time somewhere in June? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think he has. I think he should wait until the usual release time. There's no advantage by going ahead and doing it now. He should just continue on course and make sure that the opinion is ready. It's going to change the law of the land. Do you understand what an earthquake this is going to be? It's a seismic shift. So there's no rush. There's no need to do something now in reaction. He just needs to stay the course and make sure it's a well thought out, well written opinion, because the other states' Supreme Courts will have to follow the law as they write it. So we want it to be what it should be. No need to rush. I mean, they heard oral argument in February, and people will just do what they do, whether it's now or whether it's in June when it was scheduled to be released.
Well, Judge, I appreciate you calling in. That was good and timely. And listen, we're up against the break, so let me just go ahead and ask you, since you are running for the Alabama Supreme Court, where can folks find out more about you if they want to look you up and read more about your campaign?
Okay, please visit my website at JudgeDeborahJonesForAlabama.com. And Deborah is spelled D-E-B-R-A. And I always say in my campaign speeches that you can remember my name because Deborah was a judge in the Bible. And where is that in the Old Testament? It's in the book of Judges, of course.
All right, fair enough. Judge Deborah Jones, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you, and best of luck in your campaign. You got, what, 3 weeks left?
Thank you so much.
And, down to the wire. All right, take care. All right, Copper, move us to a break. We'll move on to the next part of the Triple Dipper. I got a topic that we've been sitting on now for 3 days. Haven't been able to get to it because we had so much content to work with. Bama at War. That's number 2 on the Triple Dipper, which we'll get to right after this. Stay tuned.